This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is one of those interview setups where I could play some audio from the President of the United States to help frame what we're going to be talking about, but it wouldn't be anything you haven't heard before. The topic at hand is this economy, how it's doing, and where credit properly lies. Insert Trump tape here. Economics correspondent Heather Long and her colleagues at the graphics department of the Washington Post have put together a series of 15 handy-dandy charts to put the American economy into some recent historical context. Heather, it's good to talk to you again.
Great to be back.
With the caveat that presidents, of course, have less influence on the economy than, frankly, people tend to believe. This is now President Trump's economy. He talks about it a lot. You have dug into these numbers. And I want to start with the things that the president rightly gets credit for. Number one on that list is, I think you have to say, is wages, right?
I think you're right, Kai. Most Americans are now seeing wages grow by about 3% a year, and we hadn't seen that in over a decade. A lot of people often write into me and say, but wait a minute, what about inflation? My costs are going up. Right. And they're right that you have to look at it in inflation-adjusted terms. But at the moment, wages are growing about 3% a year, and inflation's only about 1.6% a year. So we're seeing some actual pretty darn good wage gains right now. President Trump, when he did that tax cut and the deregulation push and increased government spending, a lot of that was to boost an already good economy to try to run it a little bit hotter. And that does seem to have paid off in higher wages, at least for a while.
Right. Along with that, of course, comes consumer and business confidence, also generally speaking, up under President Trump.
Yes, that's one you could see right from Election Day. There was just a big jump. I know you've covered it with both those confidence metrics shooting up. But the big question, and a lot of people have been scratching their heads, is confidence has been up, but spending, actual spending, hasn't necessarily jumped as much. Usually when that confidence rises, you see businesses and consumers go out and spend more. Certainly consumers are still spending a lot, but businesses, because of that trade war, have really pulled back.
Right. It's that category called business investment. Let me ask you about another one that maybe doesn't go so well in President Trump's favor. The debt and annual deficit in this economy now with the tax cut and his government spending.
It's hard to remember back, but on the campaign trail, the president actually promised to cut the debt, if not eliminate it, in his 8 years in office. That is certainly not the case. He has continued to spend. So a lot of this faster wage growth has been coming because he basically took the government credit card and went out and spent more money.
Do me a favor and contextualize this whole conversation. As I said up at the top, presidents get a disproportionate amount of credit and also blame, frankly, for the economy. The thing that President Trump never talks about, because he's President Trump, is that many of these trends that are working toward the upside for him are continuations of Obama-era policies.
Yeah, that's right. For the last couple of weeks, everybody's been so fixated on, are we headed into a recession? But I think what's more likely is that we'll be sitting here in a year and this economy will be growing about 1.5 to 2%. Unemployment will be around 4%. Manufacturing will probably still be struggling, maybe in a recession. And the consumer could potentially still look pretty good. That kind of economy is almost exactly what we saw in 2016 at the end of the Obama era. What we're seeing is that Trump, for all of his talk about how great he is as an economic conductor here, really hasn't changed much for this economy overall.
Heather Long is the economics correspondent at the Washington Post. Fascinating article today, 15 charts, the Obama and Trump presidencies compared. Heather, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.